new scientific study that aims to end the so-called reading wars has found that phonics is an essential foundation in the early stages of learning to read. The paper from Australian and English researchers says the battle between phonics and a whole language approach has become too politicised. They hope that their findings will resolve the issue once and for all. But an end to hostilities could seem optimistic, with some educators maintaining their opposition to structured phonics screening checks. Antoinette Collins reports.
They're known as the reading wars. In one camp, there are those who advocate what's known as a whole language approach and others who favour phonics, which involves sounding out words rather than reading them. But the new study done by a team of Australian and UK academics has found a combination of both works best. Professor Anne Castles from Sydney's Macquarie University was on the team.
What we're saying is that there's voluminous evidence that shows that phonics is important. What we've tried to give is the principles why that's the case. And the reason that's the case is because of the way written language is structured. It's structured around representing sound. So it makes sense to teach that to children, let them know how the writing system is set up, and then they can crack the code.
The researchers surveyed over 300 existing journal articles and books. They found that while phonics is a key component, it isn't enough on its own, with children needing to move from identifying individual sounds to whole words or sight words together with comprehension. Professor Castle says the aim of the review is to bring an end to the reading wars because they're getting in the way of scientific evidence flowing through to the classroom.
Really, the purpose of this paper was not to ignite the reading wars, which have been going on for decades, but to make the point that the reading wars should be over and we shouldn't be having this debate anymore. It's become politicised. It's become a case of ideology rather than science. It's become about, you know, which side are you on, rather than, you know, taking the evidence in its entirety and looking at it, you know, as a whole rather than from a particular point of view.
But negotiating a ceasefire in the reading wars might not be so simple, as much debate still rages about the type of phonics that should be used.
It has caused quite a lot of tension and conflict in education. I think it's become politicised because there is a particular strand of people that are pushing this particular approach as a panacea. It is not a panacea. It is not the golden bullet, as it were.
Dr. Paul Gardner, senior lecturer in literacy education from WA's Curtin University, says he's concerned by the federal government's moves to implement a national Year 1 phonics screening check because he says it's a flawed method of assessing student outcomes. But he says most literacy experts are already on board with phonics as part of a broad mixed approach to the teaching of early reading.
I think what people would take task with is those people who are advocating that it is the only approach. Now, that has been the position by some people, certainly in the UK. That's the position of the UK government, for example. And I see that kind of stance being taken up in Australia as well. This paper doesn't say that. Whilst this paper acknowledges the importance of phonics, as do most people, it also recognises that phonics in isolation will not help children to read, then it must be embedded in a much broader approach.
Education Minister Simon Birmingham is urging all states to get on board with phonics screening, saying bipartisan support for a recent South Australian trial demonstrates politics can be put aside.
We hope and trust across Australia schools increasingly embrace an orderly, structured program that puts all of the relevant building blocks in place, including phonics.
That's the Federal Education Minister Simon Birmingham ending that report from Antoinette Collins.